It's great that this man's able to join us this morning to talk about a sort of a mid-season review, if you like. But as we just mentioned, we are getting him on the right morning. He must be very, very happy with the news overnight. And we're talking Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley. Ken, thanks so much for joining us.
Morning, boys.
A very, very good signing for the club.
Yeah, outstanding. Well, the news couldn't have been better yesterday to finally hear that Ole's decided to stick around. And look, as I said all the way through, I was extremely confident that knowing Ollie, that there was never going to be an issue about whether he stayed or didn't stay. He just had to work through a negotiation that he has every opportunity to do.
It wasn't just yourself. We had Wayne Carey on Triple M not long ago that said, take it to the bank, he is staying. So there must have been a few good bits of info floating around that he wasn't going anywhere, although a couple of times we saw him interviewed and he played quite a straight bat. Even after the great win on Thursday night, he was interviewed by Mark Soderstrom and he said, I'm not going to be rushed into it. I'll wake up one day and want to sign a contract. So he sort of doesn't, like a lot of players, Ken, does not get pushed around by the media.
No, he doesn't, Roo. He's his own man. He always has been. And all the way through with Ole, he's always taken time to go through everything. And, you know, he's got such a close family, and that's what his biggest consideration is what's right for him and his family. He doesn't just consider himself, and then also for his football club. And, he's pretty mature. He won't get rushed. He always said he would wake up one morning and he would just say, I feel like signing today, and it's the day I'll sign.
Fantastic. Ken, it was actually documented at the time on his draft night, the day he was drafted, they were shattered, I think. He was from a country town, and his mum and dad were saying, you go there for a year and then you're coming back to Victoria. And the reason I raise this is that it speaks volumes for what the club has done over that time, and they now speak about it. I know that they've just been so happy with, everything Port Adelaide's done for him, for his family, and they've made them feel so welcome. So it's been a long process, and it's paid off in the end.
Yeah, it has, and just for him and his family, I was there that night, and, you could sense the mood that there wasn't an overjoy about the drafting of Ollie Wine. So, our club's done an amazing job, but making his family feel part of the club, and then Ollie, the way he's gone about in the day, Johnny, he just grew on everyone, and the club grew on him. So, we're pretty happy today.
All right, let's talk about the season. If we do a bit of a mid-season review, the last couple of weeks can have been outstanding. The style of play has been exciting. You've won well. You've beaten a great side in Richmond. You thrashed the Western Bulldogs. What did you come out of the Hawthorn loss with? You went down by 3 points, and it was a day of contrast. There were they stopped you a lot and made you chip it around and play slow footy. Then you tried to take the game on and you nearly got through it. What have you taken out of that game leading into these last couple of weeks?
It's not dissimilar to most games. You do a good review of them and you come up with some different things. I think out of the Hawthorn game, me personally as coach, I probably let the boys down a little bit with what we were doing and what I was coaching on the day. We had a great start and we took the game on at the start. As you said, we were controlling the game, and then Hawthorn adjusted to us. And we were too slow, and particularly me, I was too slow to adjust with them. And that's the players, not so much their fault. That's me trying to get them to do the right things. And I think we learned a lot from that. We've played against those sides who defensively causes grief, and that's the sides like, as you say, like Hawthorn, like Geelong, who's down a little. We've played Richmond, and we feel like we learned a bit out of the Hawthorn game.
Just before we talk about Melbourne, Ken, how's Paddy Ryder, and how is his Achilles?
Yeah, look, at this stage, Rui's in really good shape and pulled up really well out of the last game. He's sort of one of those injuries that he does get a little better as the season goes, and obviously there's a risk that he can re-hurt himself, but at this stage we're in a pretty good space with Paddy. I'm like probably a lot of Port supporters. I'm sitting out there worried and waiting and hoping that nothing goes wrong, so at this stage we're in a pretty good space.
Where do you look at Melbourne? Their best form is, everyone just can't stop raving on how good they are, but then they can throw up an ordinary game where people criticise the fact they've got too many inside mids and a bit one-dimensional. How do you see them?
Look, they're in really good form. The form ladder is pretty accurate at this stage of the year, and you go, you know what, they've been one of the best teams in the competition right through the season. They'll be smarting off their last performance. Every side's had a performance or two where you wish you didn't have, and the response is usually pretty strong. And we expect that from Melbourne coming off a bye and, a little sting in their tail that they'll be coming with everything they've got, and we're going to have to be at our absolute best to beat them.
Ken, we've already talked about Ollie Wines. I just want to talk about the rest of the squad moving forward. When you look at this list of, there's a group of young players here, Ollie, Power Pepper, Todd Marshall, Dougal Howard, Riley Bonner, Wingard's still a young fella, Houston is playing great footy. Gee, it's a very good and exciting bunch moving forward, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we're really comfortable that we've got a lot of youth in our team already, and that's going to hold us in good stead for the future. And you always got to do that, every club. You're planning for, your transitional times. You don't want to lose your great players, but you know age catches up, so... Yeah, we're in a pretty good spot. Darcy Byrne-Jones is another through that list, and I got a real confidence about the future of Aiden Johnson and a number of other young players that are coming through. So, yeah, we're in a reasonable spot, but you know how quickly it turns, boys.
Will Tom Jonas play this week?
Yeah, he should play. We're training this morning, and if everything goes okay, he'll play. Look, he had some small hamstring awareness going on early.
Did you just say hamstring awareness?
It's actually what it was.
Yeah, no, I'm only joking. I think a lot of people are critical of the Crows saying about that, but geez,
people get critical of everything, don't they? They don't know the information. That's just the way it is.
So when you describe hamstring awareness, can you just describe the difference between that and a strain for the listeners?
You get scans, and your scans will tell you exactly what you've got dealing with, whether you've got some back-related hamstring awareness, whether you've got some actual signalling on the scan, and some scan signalling can be just fluid, or it can be an actual strain. So your doctors read that for exactly what it is, and then they come back with your report. You know what? This is what it looks like. If it's a hamstring, full blown hamstring, you're probably facing 3 or 4 weeks. If it's some back related awareness types issues, you may get away with a week or two.
So basically, just a tight hammy.
Yeah, pretty much true. That's what you end up with, and that's a simple way of describing it.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, just before you go, I talked about all of those young players. Last week you threw Lindsay Thomas back into the side. Gee, he added something, didn't he?
Yeah, look, I'm really keen to see Lindsay play a bit of footy, I've got to say. His attitude to what he's trying to achieve this year has been first class. You know, he had the unfortunate incident where he got suspended. He did everything he could in that period. In fact, he trained harder. He even dropped a kilo or two. He put himself in better shape. And he's come back and played strong Magpies footy. You know, there's nothing better than a desperate man when you're coaching a footy club sometimes. Yep. And Lindsay's in that space, I reckon, and he's wanting to be around Port Adelaide for a bit longer than just this year. And, you know, that's all in his hands, and he gets the opportunity to prove that he can do something.
Yeah, fantastic. Ken, we'll let you go. I know you're on your way to training. Friday night, this is one of those games, I reckon, that during a year, there's a game you think, I'm really looking forward to this, and this is one of them. They're in great form. You're in great form. It's going to be a classic, Ken, on the national stage. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, boys. Thanks.
Well done, Ken.
Ken Hinckley, the coach of Port Adelaide. And, he's in a pretty good spot right now, Roo.
He sure is. And just needs to keep that momentum building as the season goes on towards the finals.